At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
What's up? This is Trevor. You're listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. This week, I'm going to be sprinkling in a handful of mini episodes from last weekend's Mosh Giving special. We did 4 hours of all local music from the state of Washington, new and old, and we had a bunch of guests. The first one we have for the podcast is Tom Long, owner of the venue Real Art Tacoma. They just celebrated their 10 years as a venue. We're going to talk about the history and Tom's love for Pacific Northwest music. Let's get into it. Metal Shop KISW Mosh Giving. Up next, we have Tom from Real Art Tacoma. Real Art Tacoma is celebrating 10 years as a venue. There's a lot of rich history at that venue, at that space. Tom, thank you for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
So how are you feeling as we have reached 10 years of Real Art? 10 years just for a DIY venue, for a small venue, is a absolute, it's an accomplishment. It's a really cool thing. It, especially in Tacoma, we've seen venues come and go. Real Art was a spot back in the day called the Viaduct, which was one of those spots that came and went, and you have turned it into just a thriving venue and gathering space with all the various businesses that run with the sandwich shop. You have the shirt shop. It's absolutely awesome what that building just does for the community of Tacoma.
Yeah, absolutely. I honestly didn't think we'd last 10 years. I'm glad we did. Viaduct only lasted for 3 years in this building. I think it was 2007 to 2010. And then the Red Room happened. And that ended, I think, in 2014, or I think it was around
2013. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, so what's also very interesting is Real Art is still on paper Viaduct. So it's the same nonprofit that Viaduct was back in 2007, just resurrected after Red Room. I found out from Jeremy Bushnell that the Red Room was also Viaduct. So the legacy just carried on since 2007, which is pretty awesome. And we've been going for 10 years since 2015. So yeah, I think a lot of what I felt was lacking when Viaduct was around was using this space that's so huge for things that would generate money outside of shows. Because I know they were doing a recording studio with Jimmy, and then Donald and Ryan were doing the print shop, which was cool, but it wasn't enough to sustain the business, because most of it was relying on shows. So that's where we decided to do a clothing store, cafe, and then also a print shop as well. So having this place being a functional mixed-use building to keep operations going on during the daytime, that way we can offset the cost of the nightlife for when shows don't really do that well, or we can sustain shows that have low turnouts because, you know, DIY music, all ages music, and up and coming bands need a place to go where they can build their audience. And then, you know, they'll go from having 12 people at a show to like maybe 50 or 70 as they progress in the scene.
And we've seen that just at Real Art alone with a lot of bands, a lot of young bands that bring crowds, bring their, you know, they just have a show that then bring their friends and bring people from the community. I've seen from just shows, like people, certain shows where I've never seen, people I've never seen before. Like I've been going to shows for a long time and it's really cool to see. I've seen families. Full families come out to heavy music shows, and it's absolutely amazing. Like a show that I booked, there were multiple families with bringing kids who, like, children, like
like
grade school children who are having a great time and excited, just in vibing with their parents to these to these local and like sometimes smaller touring bands. It's absolutely cool to see. And I know for the people who, the smaller touring bands that come through, if they absolutely love that.
Yeah, 100%. Because what's nice is it's people my age, because I'm in my 40s, right? So people my age have kids that are either adults themselves or in their teens. Getting those kids to come out to shows with them. So it's like a bonding family experience. So having an all ages space where kids can go, and then also parents can go with their kids, it's like a great thing for this community because it allows, you know, families to bond together over music.
Tom, before we get into bands, I kind of thought about this just in the moment. What are some of your personal favorite moments and some shows that just have stuck out to you over the years at Real Art?
Man, some of my favorite shows at Real Art would be definitely all the Jag shows. Those are epic. And then we've had some crazy sold-out gigs. We just really recently had Terror Play with Combust. That was an amazing show. We've had Car Seat Headrest here, which is not a heavy band, but we've had a sold out show here for them. And they're kind of like a hometown band for Seattle. Shout out to John McCray for getting us that gig. And we've had Black Breath for that Rainfest pre-show. We've had Power Trip play here in 2017. Another crazy, crazy gig that we had was when we had two tours combined because they were the same booking agent. It was Show Me the Body and Angel Dust, which those were two separate headlining tours. And then they decided to merge for one night in Tacoma, which was absolutely nuts. And there was no locals on that gig because it was all tour. So it was like four or five bands per tour, or maybe, like four to five bands per tour. And they just merged together for one night and it was insane.
I absolutely have enjoyed every moment that I've either got to attend or just help out or with these shows at Real Art.
One of my favorite things about running this venue is seeing bands grow. So, like bands like The Home Team, I've seen them play for like 15 people and now they're like doing sellout shows at the Showbox two nights in a row. And then bands like Dying Wish, that I watched them play a floor show here that I believe you booked.
So there were two. So that was a mix, but I did have, I have another one, Drain.
Drain. That's another one too. It was like, who played that gig?
It was Drain and a bunch of like local. So it was a hard one to book because of the time.
Yeah.
It was Drain, Acid Teeth, Head Honcho. There was a band that was touring from like the Midwest that was like a blackened hardcore band. And I believe Slog, which was some of them are in other hardcore bands now. Yeah, that was a time. I think it's absolutely amazing and crazy to think, just like to see that show, and then now have a Metal Shop Presents Drain at the Showbox.
Yeah, it's so wild how these bands progress and grow, and you know there's some people out here. I made a little post on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok. And I was kind of venting about how people need to be involved in their local music scene. And I was very surprised at, like, pushback. Like, really, there's people out there that are trying to tell me to not cater to the fringe. And I'm trying to figure out what the thought process behind that is. Like, oh, you should book more popular acts. I'm like, do you not understand how the scene works? Like, the bands you think are popular at one point in time were just fringe bands that played gigs. So I don't understand what the thought process is behind
that. And then you get to have these moments too with these bands on a more positive note, where you get to see this come, you know, full circle, whether it's,
yeah, exactly,
you know, Drain at the Showbox, Drain doing like the bigger venue in your town, or like that step before Dying Wish did a bunch of stuff that show that when Dying Wish came out with their first full-length record, did it at Real Art. And
yeah,
that
they
was
did
a
their record release show here.
Huge, and it was a really big, and it was a pretty big show. A lot of people came out.
That was like their huge jumping off point, because after that, I feel like they've been touring nonstop. Like, basically since then, and came out with another, what, was it two more albums? One more album?
Yeah, they're on, like, the third album from that. Yeah, right now.
So it's like, they've just been building this crazy momentum and just killing it. And it's because of the small shows that they've played for years. Because they've been grinding forever. That's what people don't really understand. They just think success is overnight. Like, all these bands that are big and successful just came out of nowhere. But what they don't know is, like, bands like Drain, bands like Dying Wish have been grinding for literal years, like, almost 10 full years before they, like, reach the level of success that they're at now. So that's how you need to approach it. So if your band's not doing the things that you think that it should be doing, you just need to give it time. Do the grind, and it'll get.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There.
So let's get into the nitty gritty. We're going to get to your picks for some of your favorite, just all-time Northwest heavy bands. They can be newer or older. So let's go ahead and talk about them.
Yeah, obviously my top one would be Trial, because straight edge Pacific Northwest Seattle hardcore.
Absolutely.
What's crazy is like I never got to see them growing up, but I did. I was on leave from Iraq in 2005, and I was in town, and just so happened that they were doing their reunion show, their big 2005 reunion show at Numo's, and I was in town for that, and I got some tickets from some dude off MySpace just to go to that gig, and it was nuts. And I remember going back to Iraq with a black eye that I got from Spencer, who was made famous for Trash Talk. Also was in Stop at Nothing, Count the Hours, and a few other bands in the Pacific Northwest, which was pretty wild. I lost the contact lens, I got a black eye, and I had to go back to Iraq in like 2 days after that, which is nuts.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they're like, what happened to you? Did you fight? Like, I just, and explaining to people that I was at a show, and I was like, that is so crazy.
Next, what is your
next
one?
A lot of these bands are more from my time being here in the Pacific Northwest. So, because I moved out here officially in 2006 after I got out of the Army, but I had been going to shows since 2002, 2003 time frame, when I would visit my family out here. Oblivion would be one. Another Zach Ellis band that got me into the scene here would be Nothing to Prove. Shout out to Jimmy Davis as well. That was another amazing band. If you're not really familiar with Nothing to Prove, that band still holds up to this day. As far as like some newer bands, Total Power Exchange is one of my favorite new bands that are coming up right now. Various members of other bands like Spur, Apex Predator, and Gag, and things like that. And then, how many bands is that now? Four?
Yeah.
Wreck, obviously, would be another PNW Tacoma band that was, I feel like, ahead of their time when they were doing what they were doing.
Wreck, absolutely incredible. They are ahead of their time, an absolutely underrated in the world of just hardcore in general.
For sure.
Had their two releases, their last release, honestly,
That was on 613-1, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nervous Wreck.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Nervous Wreck should have gotten more attention. And their last 100%. Their self-released one was absolutely incredible, too.
Yeah.
Super, super groovy. Just, like, absolutely just everybody in that band is just, like, one of, like, top-tier musicians.
Yeah. And watching all those guys grow up in the scene, like doing various bands, and from when they were literal kids, it's so nuts that they grew into this pretty awesome band that I felt like really represented the Pacific Northwest as a whole, because there were so many influences on what they were doing, from like the grunge era and what hardcore is now. Like, they should have been a bigger band for sure. That's one of my all-time favorite bands. Another band I feel like, End of Days.
Yep. I knew it. I knew that was going on there. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, I saw a video of End of Days playing at Numo's yesterday that Nate posted up on TikTok, and you see my funny ass moshing in that one, which is pretty hilarious. I don't really like videos of me moshing, but I was going off at 44 years of age, still trying to be young.
If one thing I know about Tom is, you play the right song, you're going to get him to mosh. You play the right cover, you're going to get him to mosh. And
100%.
Sometimes it comes out of nowhere. Like, you will be, you know, working, doing your thing at Real Art. You might be at the bar, you might be in the shop, and then play the right cover, and you just spawn on the other side of the room,
yeah,
ready to go. And yeah, that energy is also just amazing, because it's like, you don't see that from, you know, all the other venues. You don't see that at all venues. Like, seeing the person, you know, is like owning the place, just going insane. Like, just the shows that I've booked, if somebody plays the right song, you're in there. And that's what I love about Real Art.
Yeah, 100%.
Before we wrap this up, tell us a little bit about, so you guys did some somewhat like 10-year anniversary shows a little bit earlier in September, and you're ending the year with a benefit show.
Yeah, we're doing Rat Fest December 12th and 13th. It's a 2-day festival. It's a fundraising benefit fest for Real Art. We're doing a couple of raffle giveaways, the golden ticket giveaway. So basically, if you raffle these items, you can get a merch box that has all of our local bands that contribute to that merch box. You get the whole thing. And then also, for the golden ticket, you can attend any show that we have for an entire calendar year. So, big or small, you can come to any show. There might be some stipulations, but to me, I feel like there should be none. So I want them to be able to come to any show. It doesn't matter. And then we have a lot of cool local artists, heavy, non-heavy, all genres. So we like to cater to everyone. So it's going to be a fun time.
Absolutely. We're talking to Tom from Real Art Tacoma. If you haven't checked out the venue, check it out. Check out Real Art Tacoma. They have an awesome, you can check out their website, concert calendar, and more to come from Real Art Tacoma. Thank you so much, Tom.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Listening to Metal Shop, 99.9 KISW. All right, we're going to end this episode with a song that I did not get the chance to play on the live show. A Tacoma band from the mid to late 2000s called Nothing to Prove. Move it or lose it. This is Respect This X. We will see you on the next episode of Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. You try to tell me why I'm in it. I don't fucking care. You say it's what I'm going to do. I say it, shut your mouth. You say it makes you comfortable. Cause your advice is too hard. I say that I don't need that crutch. This is my life, it's my choice. We'll
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.